IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with art. Did you know that the largest art lesson in the world took place in India? In November 2014, 14,135 people took part in an art lesson in Indore. They were taught how to paint, and each person completed a work of art. The lesson was orchestrated by the Lions Club International. Now, with India's population growing, I think it's impossible to have a world's largest group record anywhere else in the world. But it's strange that they still do exist. Anyway, continuing. This was for art. And oh, how I hated art in school. We had a teacher who brought the chills down my spine every time he would teach. My friends were drawing these beautiful vases with shading and shadows and multiple colors. And I could barely color inside the line. I could not draw the way my friends in class did. All my straight lines were curvy and all my curvy lines were straight. The folder that we used to use to store all the artworks had this horrid chemically smell. And it still brings back trauma when I think about that or when I smell that anywhere. Every year, I used to fail my art exam. I used to be called during the summer holidays to give a re-exam and hopefully pass that class. This is probably why I hated art. If art is an expression of yourself, how can you fail in art? Does that mean that your ability to express or what you're expressing is not valid? The same thing happened to me in music class. I could barely play an instrument or sing. I was always pushed to the back of the singing group. I was made to believe that I had no musical expression either. Many of us go through similar experiences, and then we believe that we are not good enough to express ourselves. We do not think that we have the ability to share with the world how we are feeling. After all, art and music is an expression of the feelings that you hold inside. We are told over and over again that we should not express ourselves because we are not good enough. Let me give you another example. I was at someone's house the other day and their child was singing away on that little electronic microphone that has a speaker built in. Now, obviously, this kid was singing terribly and out of tune. But she was loving it. You could see her heart was in it. Her soul was in it. And then the parent just snapped, shouting at the daughter, saying, "Will you stop this nonsense? If you can't sing properly, don't sing at all." And this is how our ability to express is squashed. We go through life believing that we can't sing or draw or write because of something someone said to us when we were growing up. Worse yet, we feel it is wrong to express ourselves, especially amongst men, as society does lash down on men when it comes to expressing their emotions or their inner creativity. Now, with all my past trauma, I was unable to express myself or draw. If I sang, it was a forced croaking that was there. I did not know how to let myself loose and just enjoy the process. However, once I learned to express myself in creative ways, my life changed. I no longer felt stuck. I discovered so many different layers to my personality. I became a better person, a better friend, a better boss, a better son. That creative expression allowed me to be myself. I was no longer bothered about what others thought of me. The layers of that social conditioning started to disappear. And it was this genuine self that people were connecting with, that people could see now. In private, I could express all those bottled up emotions using my art or writing. And learning to express made me feel calmer and a whole round better human being. So your super simple habit starts by discovering how you like to express yourself. What is it that makes you feel comfortable, and do that? Is it singing? Is it dancing? Is it drawing? Is it writing? It could even be pottery making or making things with your hands. Find a way to express yourself and become a better, whole-rounded, happy person. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people.
one, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at @AshtinDoc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.